Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is, again, one of my favorite guests, Dawn Dennis. Dawn Dennis is the creator and founder of Living Tree Orchid Essences. And you can find out more about Dawn Dennis and his wonderful work at his website, healingorchids.com. Welcome, Dawn Dennis.
Thank you, Catherine.
So, Dawn Dennis, we're going to be talking in our show today about orchid essences for psychic protection. And one of the unique things about the Living Tree orchid essences is you probably have more flower essences for psychic protection than any other flower essence range that I can think of that I know about. There are quite a few essences in the Living Tree orchid essence range that deal with psychic protection. Why is that the case?
Yeah, it's an interesting, it's a very valid and very good question, Catherine. You know, years ago, IFR, the company I run, the Flower Essence Repertoire, began life as an importer and distributor of flower essences from around the world. And we simply searched out, starting about, well, not far off 30 years ago now, we searched out the best essence ranges that we could find around the world. And every single one of them, if they had an essence for psychic protection, it was in almost invariably called protection. And that was about it. There was one option, you know, any color you want, as long as it's black. And I would say that didn't trouble me at the time. It only kind of is a pause for reflection in these latter years because of realizing it was a naivete in relation to the topic, because there are many different types of psychic attack, or at least several distinct categories of psychic attack. So for example, let's say you work in an office and you're kind of higher up than most of the people in the office around you, and somebody feels jealous of the fact that you're their boss. Okay. So they are sending you up, bad vibe, okay? You might want something just to help you in relation to that. So we have an essence called Soul Shield that strengthens your auric field so you're not so susceptible to this kind of incursion from a colleague, okay? But then you find out, oh my God, that person belongs to a witch coven and they're not just doing... They're also using witchcraft. So they're using symbols and whatchamadiggy from their witchcraftery to send negative energy at you. That's a whole different matter. And that requires a different level of psychic protection. And so on, okay? That's just one very simple example. But what I'd like to say is that in our early years, I and the people that I made the orchid essences with in those early years, we were each of us completely naive in relation to this. And the principal person that helped me to give birth to the range, Heather DeCam, a lovely good friend, She helped me with making many, if not most, of the early essences after my first 2 years of making them on my own. And about a year or so, maybe 18 months into our process of making essences together, one day we were meditating on the mother tincture of a new essence, and I'm afraid I don't remember which one. Heather is somebody who always had pretty clear, strong visual information coming to her. I mean, pretty monumentally clear, unlike anything I experienced. And, you know, I mean, we'd be talking about a mother tincture and say, well, I walked down this hallway and then there was this throne and this woman in a gossamer dress came along and then there was this shaft of light. Yeah, I'd be like, wow. And then she'd say, and how about you, Don? What did you get? And I'd say, well, brown blur in front of my eyes. Okay, so it was kind of like that. But this one day, Heather said that during the meditation, in the middle of the space, this being came into the room. And he was black, and I don't mean African black. He was jet black, absolutely pitch jet black. And he told Heather that he had come from the sun. Okay. Now, it's interesting. There are certain Aboriginal tribes that regard our ancestry as being from the sun, that we all came from the sun. One Colombian tribe that I know of that says that in particular. But anyway, he told her that he had come from the sun and he had come to tell us that we needed to protect ourselves. And that was all. He didn't say more. Just said, you need to protect yourselves. And Heather and I talked about it. It's like, why do we need protection? I mean, we're just doing some lovely thing of making these delightful orchid essences with the beautiful energy of the orchids that we're growing in a greenhouse. What? Protection? So I'd say it's partly to do with the fact that there are these higher chakras, okay? We talk about the chakra system being seven chakras. As I shared with you in the seminar. In fact, I think you were in the seminar where you had that really memorable one where the naturopath from California said on day two or three, I don't believe in these higher chakras. Okay. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. and I said to her, don't worry, I'm not asking anybody to believe in these things. Just take it as poetry. We simply have no other way of talking about what we experience with the orchid essences. So there's the seven in the body chakras, the crown chakra, the brow chakra, the throat chakra, heart chakra, solar plexus, and so on, right? But the orchids have this special quality that they're able to also act on the chakras, well, zoom back, they go up above the head, okay? And don't ask me how many there are, you know, I mean, we've talked about that. We have no idea. It's like, how many ripples are there in a pond?
Yes, but some experts believe there's as many as 23 chakras. So,
well, I have a clairvoyant therapist friend who once saw the Dalai Lama give a talk, and he asked his guidance, at what higher chakra does the Dalai Lama chiefly resonate? And he was told the 64th.
Okay.
All right, so...
Okay.
Like, this is in the realm of, I don't have a clue and I don't know. So I don't need to know. Okay. Some of this information, I think, is on a kind of need to know basis.
But suffice it to say is that there are major energy centers above the crown of our heads, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
To connect us to our spiritual selves, our higher spiritual selves, and the divinity, right?
That. And also to one another. When you get up somewhere above the head, you hit the level of what can be called the global human internet, the spiritual internet, whereby we connect to everyone on the planet. If you look at Star Wars, okay, bit of naff, okay, but nevertheless, George Lucas tapped into some very interesting archetypes. And when Obi-Wan Kenobi suddenly feels this shudder in the Force, that's a higher chakra thing, okay?
Right.
The ancient Taoist masters, absolutely, you know, they were au fait with this higher chakra space, whether they called it that or not, and they didn't, okay? They didn't talk about the chakras at all. What I'm trying to home in on is that it's because of this activity with the higher chakras that the need to protect ourselves comes on, okay? For example, if you were to walk, let's say you're in love with somebody and they're not there, but you decide to walk into a really dirty neighborhood of a crowded city and lots of traffic around, but your heart chakra is wide open. Well, it's not a good idea, because then your heart chakra is just wide open to all the crappy energy that's around you. Okay. If you're going to start wakening up these higher chakras and find activity in the higher chakras, then you need to also be a bit smart about the operation, as it were, of being a human being working on those levels, because otherwise you can get hit for six. You certainly will be targeted. And that's what we found. You do get targeted. So,
Don Dennis, I want to add a personal comment, right? Because I'm 64, I'll be 65 next month. I am a highly sensitive person. And I couldn't do what I do at the level that I do it as a medical intuitive healer if I wasn't highly sensitive. Now, when I was younger, I had horrific mental emotional issues. Mm-hmm. And as I look back with compassion, and many of my friends who are highly sensitive and highly intuitive also had a really hard time in their younger years. It was due to this extreme sensitivity. And yeah. I would say that most of my clients, majority at least, are highly sensitive people. And I tell them, when you are highly sensitive, you have to become strong enough to handle your sensitivity. So. Yeah. You know, I remember when I studied medical intuition, I'm so open in my higher chakras. They said in meditation, don't go up, only go down. So for me, I work on grounding, right?
Yeah. And so, by the way, my sensitivity personally mm-hmm. was primarily empathy. I'm a kind of not the worst case of an empath that I've heard of, but it's bad enough if somebody would tell me about breaking their arm when they were, you know, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I feel a pain from that, as if somebody shoots hot needles into my abdomen and goes radiating out through my body. I could never be a doctor. Breaking my own arm, I'm quite certain didn't hurt as much as hearing about somebody breaking their arm.
Yeah.
But and also emotionally, I tend to be very empathetic unless it's one of my wives and say something different.
Yeah. Okay. So why do people who open their higher chakras need more psychic protection?
It's partly because there are levels of, how do I put this? I don't want to make it sound scary, but my sense of the universe is that there's a kind of struggle between nice guys and not nice guys. Okay. Good guys and bad guys, as it were. And the higher up you take yourself, the higher up is your engagement in that universal struggle. And so the more you go up and are engaged in trying to fight for the light, you're going to attract dark elements coming your way. Okay? So for a long time, we had Soul Shield. It's got five essences in it, and it helps to strengthen your auric field. It also can help if one's feeling overwhelmed by all the electromagnetic radiation around you. What a person mustn't do is take it every day for weeks on end, because then you'll end up cutting yourself off from the energies around you. Okay. It's strong enough that you want to just take it once or twice a week, something along that line. But in 2010, something happened that really shook me. And I kind of presume and hope that it's going to be the right people that want to see this kind of, learn about this kind of information, that'll be watching this video, because I've only ever shared this on a sort of one-to-one basis, Catherine. I wrote a book about our orchid essences, and my guidance was that we should print 8,000 copies, at least 2,000 more than I figured we'd ever sell. And I think we're down to the last 10 copies now, about 13 and a half years on from having published it. I drove down to Brighton to pick it up from the printers in May of 2010. And in early September, I had a dream one night, and it was a bit of an odd dream. I'm in a spacecraft in outer space, and it's a sort of bronze metallic hallway curving away in this spacecraft, large spacecraft. I don't see anybody in the dream at all, but I had these words said to me very clearly, so that I woke up hearing these words. The words were, "The Dark Lord learnt of your work on August 14th. So I thought that was pretty weird, and I didn't mention it to anybody for about a fortnight, and for 2 weeks or so. And then our friend, whom you know, Adrian, Dr. Brita Babapule, came up to the island of Gia, where I live, to teach a seminar, a week-long seminar. And when he arrived, I mentioned to Adrian this dream, and he looked at me a bit startled and said, "August 14th was the day my health crashed." Mm-hmm. And apparently he went through 3 weeks of what he describes as sheer physical hell. He wouldn't have wished it upon his worst enemy. He wasn't sure that he was going to survive. That night, he had a vision, dream vision thing that came to him, in which he saw that what happened on August 14th was that there were all these portals around the earth that are normally kept closed, but they were opened up. And through these hundreds of portals came tens of thousands, if not more, of pretty yucky entities that were coming into attack to target light workers, as Adrian called it, okay? And so that was interesting. A day or two later, he and I were in the greenhouse, and I picked up one of the orchids that intrigued me, a Peruvian high-altitude pleurothallis from the cloud forests, okay? Little dark, fiercely attentive little fellows on the spike. and I showed it to Adrian, and he held it up to his forehead, and I asked him, "What do you get?" And he said, "A headache." So, what's that mean? And he said, "No, that's good. It means something's going on." But he was distracted and with his obligations with the seminar. Now, the night that the seminar ended, that orchid came to him big time and told Adrian that this orchid was to help protect people against this big attack that had begun on August 14th, and that we needed to make the essence straight away. And so the following day, Defender from the Dark was made. Interestingly enough, as Adrian and I and one of the seminar participants that had stayed on, as the three of us meditated on the mother tincture, it was clear in that first half hour and 45 minutes of meditation, only time this has ever happened, it became clear that Defender from the Dark wanted to be combined with a few other essences so that it as Adrian later put it, it was creating a kind of constellation of energies that people could choose from, because how this major global psychic attack was going to be hitting therapists would differ according to each individual person's situation. So we have celestial defender, or defender of the light, or defender of the source, and so on. I think there's six or seven, and there's defend, protect, and purify was the last one to be made. And the DPP, as we refer to it, it's the same as defend and protect, because we have one that's called protective presence. And so defend and protect is defender from the dark combined with protective presence. We then realized at the last, at several months into creating the Defender series, that we needed to also have the option of defend, protect, and purify, bringing in joyous purification, because that helped protect and cleanse the second chakra. Because we realized that these yucky entities that had come in the tens of thousands on August 14th, one of their chief modes of operation was that they were feeding off of people's shadow energy of their sexual chakra. Okay, so you needed protection for the second chakra. So with all that, you know, you can see there's a whole nother ball game, as it were, when it came to psychic protection suddenly starting middle of August 2010. And we checked, I mean, globally, we checked with people that we know and connect with around the world as well as around the UK, and just had endless amounts of confirmation of that specific date, August 14th. Things changed dramatically. They go back to their diaries and look, yep, oh my God. Yeah. Things changed for them, their family, their friends on August 14th. And I mean, I know flower essence makers that got ill right around then and were ill for months. It was a major attack, and it's still going on. And so the Defender series is still very much used and useful.
So Don Dennis, creator and founder of HealingOrchids.com. Let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author.
Radio. UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk. UK.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So, Don Dennis, creator and founder of HealingOrchids.com, let's take it back for our audience. What kind of people need psychic protection? And I'm going to give I want to hear from you, but I want to give an example from my own clientele. I remember years ago, I had a client and she was training to be a hospital chaplain. And literally every day she went to work, she would hold the hands of someone who was dying. And often she was the only person with that individual as they crossed over. So she'd done this very expensive, in-depth program at Emory University, and no one had ever told her how to protect her energy while she was comforting people who were passing over. And so, and I remember her saying to me, you know, I don't know I can do this another day, much less as a career. And I remember giving her one of your orchid essences, and it made a profound difference for her. So that's an example of somebody who really needs psychic protection, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's just for circumstance. She's not being attacked. She's just for her, the circumstance of her, or the nature of her work.
Yeah. Yes,
absolutely. Very good example. Very interesting example.
So what, in your experience and people calling you and asking for advice, what kind of people really need psychic protection?
By the way, that person does much more than just help the person die. They're helping them to move on to their next stage. It's a very important role, and those kinds of circumstance need that sort of empathetic person. I mean, Catherine, I don't know, I get this hit. That woman has done that role quite a number of times in the past.
Yeah, she's a special.
But she's got a gift, but it isn't easy. Having such a gift isn't easy.
So what kind of people, in your opinion, really need psychic protection?
Well, I guess it's more just a case of, you know, if everybody does, pretty much. So it's like, who needs it the most? I think it'd be more the right way of putting it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that attack that I described from August 2010 has affected pretty much everybody on planet Earth. I've seen its repercussions politically, the polarization in politics that has very, very largely happened since then, nastiness that's come into the public domain that is astonishing compared to prior to that time. I'm stumbling because it's too broad a question. It's easier to deal with a few more specifics, but can I mention that there are at least two good ways to use those defender essences? One is as the drops that you and your audience will be familiar with, and the other that's also very helpful are the aura sprays. And of course, I don't have an example here.
So we did a, for our audience, Don Dennis and I did an interview with him about his aura sprays. But
So this is just an example of an aura spray. This isn't a defender one, but the way that I use the aura sprays is like this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And doing that, we have all of the Defender series available as aura sprays.
And for those who are not able to watch and only listen, what Don Dennis was, he sprayed the aura spray above the crown of his head, and he used about three pumps above the crown of his head.
Yeah.
So, which brings me to my next question, which is, if someone recognizes that they need psychic protection, how would you go about them recommend they use these essences? We talked about you can use an aura spray, you can put them under the tongue. So how often, how many drops, what is your advice?
Well, the good thing is that because virtually all of us need protection against this attack from 2010, go and look up the Defender series on our website and have a look at them. And one of them will appeal more than another. For somebody, maybe Celestial Defender is going to feel like, oh, yeah, that's the one. Somebody else might just feel, no, I just need the Defender from the Dark, or I need Defender of the Light, and so on. You know, look at the photos of them, and each little postage stamp size photo, you just click on it and it enlarges so you can get a good view of it. If you're really clever and fortunate, then get a hold of our deck of the Orchid Healing Cards, because you can use that to make the choice too. But I want to also mention, beyond that, there is one that was very surprising. Just a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago, we had a lot of contact with a woman in Indonesia, in Bali. And at one point she asked me, which of the orchids would help protect against black magic? We hadn't thought about that. I discussed it with Adrian. We were both aware that none of our protection essences would address black magic, okay? And apparently the practice of black magic in Southeast Asia, in some countries, is about as common as having tea for the British. You know, it's a everyday thing. And
the answer for our audience, everyone's on waiting on bated breath, which orchid essence protects against black magic?
So we didn't have one, but we worked at it. And Adrian is the primary resource for coming up with these combinations. And normally Adrian takes maybe 10 or 15 minutes to, it needs this and this, or it needs this, this and this. Quite a few of our combinations have come up. He's kind of like, it's like watching a master chef, because, you know, a master chef knows that if you add a little bit of vanilla here and add some pepper to that and so on like that, it's going to end up tasting like that. He knows what it's going to taste before he's even tasted it, right? Adrian, in that way, is a kind of master chef with combining the orchids, and he can get the quality that a certain combination is going to be. It took him about 3 days to come up with the combination. It's the most complex combination we've ever created, and it's the one called Shield of Light. And what Shield of Light does is fascinating. It's as if it turns your aura into having a mirror-like quality, a mirror-like quality. So it reflects the black energy away, but it doesn't simply send it back to the person that sent it at you. That would be kind of low-grade karma. It reflects it up to source, okay, up to divinity, whatever. So it's kind of recycled in a good way, okay? And because if anybody can handle it, God can handle it, right?
Yes.
The rest of us, it's just leftover nuclear fuel and we don't want it. So Shield of Light is quite extraordinary. When we first brought it out in the first month, Adrian made the comment, this is only going to be of use to people in Southeast Asia where they do so much black magic. Well, surprise, surprise, turned out it was useful to people anywhere and everywhere. And it's a major protection essence or aura spray. So you can see there, from Soul Shield to the Defender series to Shield of Light, we haven't simply decided, we better create a lot of protection essences. That wasn't our motivation. We just responded to the circumstances that we encountered. And the circumstances we encountered led to the development of quite a number of essences for protection. I also want to mention there's a very interesting one. It's not exactly protection, but it also is. And that's Silver Shadow. If you've ever been around somebody who's very self-centered and manipulative, and after a few hours being around them, you find that they got under your skin. You find that you can't get them out of your head, and you don't want them in your head. But, you know, what's happened is that energetically they put hooks into you, kind of like those blood sucking parasites, leeches. Okay, there's a leech like quality with them, and this had happened with one of the women that had come to one of my seminars, and then she went to see Adrian, and Adrian's like, I can't get out of my field. Oh my God, what's going on? And so I went into the greenhouse and brought out this orchid, and Adrian couldn't see it at first. And finally I had to, uh, make a sort of sample of it. It's because it has this quality of almost invisibility. But Silver Shadow, this delicate little orchid, that it's related to Pushing Back the Night, but much, much, much smaller, and it's a species from Taiwan, amongst other places. It turns the auric field into a kind of waterfall. And imagine James Bond, he's throwing a hook with a rope to try and grapple on to something, but it's a waterfall and there's nothing but the waterfall. So the hook can't grab anything because the water is just there. That's all it is, water. That's what Silver Shadow does. So if you're up against somebody who's a manipulative energy sucker, then Silver Shadow is what you need.
Okay? Yeah, it sounds like a great essence for dealing with narcissists and psychopaths and sociopaths.
Yeah.
With that, let's take a break.
In fact, all politicians.
Okay. Let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors. You're listening to The Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author, and we're listening to Don Dennis, the creator and founder of HealingOrchids.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So, Don Dennis, let's go back again for our audience. So, someone listening to your talk may go, oh yeah, I need this one, I need that one, I need pretty much all of them. How would you recommend on a practical basis someone use the orchid essences for protection and the aura sprays for protection? Do you recommend we do one every day? What's your recommendation?
Well, generally speaking, one a day would be too much. If you find the right essence, then there's probably a 3-day period of the greatest activity. I tend to think of essence as a bit like weeding. You know, with the first grab, you get 90% of the plant, but there's still some of the roots in the soil, and you have to spend a couple of days digging at that to get at that. And so, the most important time that you take an essence is that very first time, the very first day that you have some drops under the tongue. And the follow-up, usually in my view, it's twice a day, in a severe case, three times a day, and maybe 3-4 days, something like that. Pay attention. At some point, you'll feel, okay, this my situation feels like it's really eased. Then ease off on taking the essence. There's certainly nothing about, oh, you got to finish the bottle. That would be crazy. No. Our bottles are strong stuff. They're stock strength. They are not diluted down to what's called dosage strength. Our bottles are one dilution from Mother Tincture. We dilute them once from Mother Tincture, generally speaking, because Mother Tincture is just too potent.
And you would recommend people taking them directly under the tongue because it's an acupuncture point under the tongue. And how many drops?
Well, there's a whole bunch of acupuncture meridians that terminate under the tongue. And so taking the drops under the tongue gives you good access to the chi network of the meridians. So that's why people tend to say, oh, take it under the tongue. If you don't want to consume alcohol, then you can also find the what's called the byway point, which is two of your fingers with behind the center of the top of your head. So that's the byway point for me. And the byway, I'm probably not pronouncing it very well, but it's a Chinese word meaning a place of 100 gatherings. If you look at the 3D body maps of acupuncture meridians, all these lines are going up the body and they meet up here. And so if you can also dribble the essence and touch, get the drops to actually touch the skin, they've got to touch. If the essence drops only stay on your hair, not very effective. If it has contact, if the drops have contact with the skin, the energy will be absorbed within 15 seconds, okay? If it's with a baby, a good spot can just be on their chest or on their navel, okay? Solar plexus, each of those, even just on the wrist, or perhaps you might remember in the seminar, if you have the 30 mil sprays that we've got, you can spray the soles of your feet.
And then we've talked about how to use the drops and the aura sprays. Would you just recommend somebody spray above the crown of their head about three pumps about above the crown of the head?
Yeah, about a foot above, you know, as much as high up as your arm can comfortably reach. So about a foot above the top of your head. But also if you're dealing with some degree of psychic attack, you'll want to spray the house or the flat that where you live. And it isn't about spraying every square inch of space, but there's a priority. The most important places in a dwelling to spray are the windows, doors, chimneys, any of the openings to the outside. Okay. And that will also do a major cleansing of the space.
Yes. So that's a great advice about how we can use the aura sprays to protect our home environment. So Don Dennis, we have gone over a number of orchid essences. We've talked about the Defender series. We've talked about Shield of Light. We've talked about Soul Shield Plus. And then you also have one called Pushing Back the Night. And
are you a mind reader? Literally, I was thinking, should I talk about Pushing Back the Night?
Well, I am a medical intuitive healer, so
it was the orchid that I kind of dropped the topic when we were first talking about the naturopaths from California that was in the seminar that you attended, Catherine, on Gia all those years ago, and when she said, oh, I don't believe in these higher chakras, the next essence that we meditated upon was Pushing Back the Night, an extraordinary orchid, beautiful, stunning presence. And it's very much about the alignment of our consciousness within the whole of the chakra system, including the higher chakras. Well, when it was her turn to report as to what her meditational experience had been on Pushing Back the Night, I don't know if you can recall, I remember it very clearly. She said, well, I guess I now believe in the higher chakras. Because she had simply had such a full-on experience of her consciousness being very aware of the space a few feet directly above her head in a way that she had never experienced in her life before. And pushing back the night is in itself a kind of protection, because there's no greater, there's two qualities of self-protection. One is simply innocence, and the other is integrity. And the integrity partly is to do with alignment. If your alignment is healthy within yourself, then and you can't get hit, as it were. And pushing back the night is very magnificent essence about the alignment of our whole auric system and going up into the sort of the temples of the higher chakras. By the way, higher chakras does not necessarily mean morally superior. There is one of the higher chakras, which our clairvoyant friend Peter used to refer to as the 15th, is a very immoral space. It's very just mathematical. He said it's kind of like the Matrix of the movie. Okay. It's very mathematical, geometrical, and so on. The 10th chakra, it's intense. It was many years of discussion with Peter before I ever heard him say anything particularly nice about the 10th chakra, because it's very much white light, kind of like encountering crusaders, you know, and they're like, "Ooh, we got to change the world." So there's many of the orchid essences are about an alignment also with your inner heart. And so in the inner chamber of the heart is perhaps the safest space that human beings carry within them. And if we really wanted to change the world, then we'd try and get President Xi and Putin and all the political leaders to take an orchid essence that would make them aware of their inner chamber of their heart chakra. Then they'd say, "War? Oh my God, we don't need that. You know, you're my brother, you're my sister. Hey, we can work things out."
So, final question. And I have a client who is living in an abusive marriage and for various reasons has chosen to be there for now. And the orchid essence that helps her the most is actually angelic canopy, which is not necessarily billed as a protective essence, but she's always like, "Do you have some? Like, I can't run out of it," because it's so helpful to her. Can you explain for our audience, final question, then we need to wrap up, what are the benefits of angelic canopy?
Well, angelic canopy was made in the week that followed 9/11.
Mm.
And we had noticed that there was an impact energetically, not just obviously on all of us, but also on the orchids. But Heather noticed that this one orchid that was in bloom was undimmed in the beauty of its glow. Mm. And so we ended up making angelic canopy with that orchid. And our impression was that we really wished at the time that we could have got that essence out to them. Hundreds of thousands of people in the greater New York area that were so directly affected by that event. It's an essence that would have brought comfort and healing to the spirit and heart in the wake of that unimaginable trauma. It's a beautiful, beautiful essence. I can understand why she's finds comfort in it, okay? At some point, she's gonna want radiant courage.
Which is our
new essence. It is a humdinger, and it will help her find the courage that she needs.
And with that, let's conclude our discussion with Don Dennis, the creator and founder of HealingOrchids.com. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Remember, only light can drive out darkness. And when we surround ourselves with light, when we connect to our inner light, and when we connect to the light power of the orchid essences, we can feel better naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.